Chapter 4. Things Get Difficult. Serena was the world's number one female tennis player, but things got difficult for her. In 2002, Serena's parents divorced. Serena was not a child, but this was not easy for her. Then, in 2003, she had a problem with her knee. She was in hospital, and she could not play tennis. Venus and Serena. In September 2003, Serena and her family got some horrible news. A man killed Serena's older sister, Yetunde, in Compton, California. Yetunde was only 31 years old and was the mother of three children. Serena was very sad. Thinking about tennis was difficult for Serena now. She had to think about her family, and playing tennis was difficult because of her bad knee. In 2006, Serena was not in the world's top 100 female tennis players. The families of many Black Americans came to America from Africa. They did not want to come. They were enslaved people. In 2006, Serena traveled to Africa, and she learned about its people. Serena helped people in Africa too. She worked with charities and made schools for children in many African countries. Serena was ready for tennis again, but some people said, "This is the end for Serena Williams. She cannot win tournaments, and she cannot be the world's number one again." But Serena did not play tennis for those people. She played tennis because she loved it, and she loved winning. In 2007, she won the Australian Open tournament, and in 2008, she was the world's number one again. But things got difficult for Serena again. In the summer of 2010, she was in Germany. She walked on some glass and had to go to hospital. Then, in 2011, she had a problem with her lungs and she was in hospital again. Again, people said, "Serena cannot play tennis now." But they were wrong. In only 3 months, Serena played in her next tennis tournament. Serena walked on glass.